Ben, welcome to Drive Time.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So, remember, you're live on air. No sweary words, OK?
Yeah, no problem.
Now, Ben is from a campaign group, and this campaign group is called Change Your Life, Put Down Your Knife. The object of this is basically to stamp out knife crime and also to make young people aware of knife crime. They've got a Facebook page. They've got lots of stuff going on, and that's why Ben's on the show right now to tell us all about it. So, Ben, when did you come up with this then? Or was it you that came up with it in the first place?
Yeah, it was me that came up with the idea. We've been doing the foundation work for probably around 6 months, but we decided to bring it live to the public around 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Within the last 4 weeks, we've had an amazing response. We've had around 4,000 members join already.
Well, the Facebook group is amazing. There's so many people on the Facebook group. You know, it's just whoosh. If you've only been going a little while, that is amazing. It really is.
I mean, I think what sets us aside to the other groups that are out there is the experience that we've got behind us with some of the high-profile gangsters that have been, in jail themselves. They're here to tell their story. They've got the experience and the knowledge to pass on to our younger generations, which I think is a big help.
Well, that's what needs to be done, because I don't know if you'd agree with me on this, but it's these new games that you can get, that you sit there playing for hours, where people get killed with no consequences. And that must sink into somebody's brain that if I actually did this, nothing's going to happen to me. And people don't realise until they've got something, a weapon in their hand, and they do destruction with it. The minute that destruction's caused, something goes on in your head, this is reality, I've just done something wrong here.
It takes 2 seconds to decide to stab somebody. It's the next 20 years that they'll be thinking about the actions of their consequences.
Yeah.
It's not just the person that they've killed, their family. You're destroying your own family as well. I mean, there's a massive circle of people that are going to be destroyed by the actions of someone's 2 second mindless thoughts.
Yeah. Is knife crime, though, all about murder? Or is there you say you've killed somebody, but not everybody that gets stabbed with a knife, though, dies, do they?
No, that's true. But if you're going to stab someone, you don't know what the consequences of that or the outcome of that's going to be. I mean, you're doing that with intent, and the intent is to seriously hurt someone. So with the worst-case scenario being death.
Yeah, yeah. So you say you've got some old-school gangsters and villains or some guys that have been around, like, a few years, been in jail and out, and enough is enough. I'm going to try and stop this.
Mainly on board at the moment, we've got a lot of old school villains, but these guys have done long jail sentences, 10,
right.
15, 20 years. They've had enough time to reflect on what they've done. Then they've all come around now and turned their lives around, basically. And they want to help people now. They want to help our younger generations.
Well, that's good. Apart from the Facebook group, what else are you doing to get awareness out there to the younger generation?
On the 20th of September, we're doing a campaign bus tour around London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that leaves Liverpool Street at 12 o'clock. There's around 40 to 50 of us already involved in this. The intentions of that is to spread our message, make people aware that we're there. We're there to represent mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. We're there to represent every single child in the UK, to make them know that they're not alone. And we're there to support them in any way that we can, whether it's with drugs, alcohol rehabilitation. I mean, some of these kids get into these sort of crimes through being bullied at school, learning difficulties. So we're a group that's basically there to say, look, we're here to help.
Good. Well, don't people get groomed into gangs as well?
Yeah, most definitely. I think grooming the youth into the gang life is a serious issue that's going on at the moment, which should hold serious consequences, in my opinion. It's definitely that, and the fear factor of the kids have that they have to carry a blade. I mean, the fact that they're picking up their phone and their keys to leave the house and picking up a knife at the same time as it being a necessity to take out with them. I mean, it's the mentality of that. I don't understand it.
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, let me ask, how old are you?
I'm 35.
You're 35. I'm 54. I've never had an inkling to pick up a knife to go out of the house with. I've never kept one hidden away in a vehicle. It's the culture that we're living in at the moment. It is the way people are, because they just think, well, I'll carry a knife. No one's going to bother me. Well, I'm going to have a knife in my pocket. But it's, as you said, it takes 2 seconds to stab someone. It takes 2 seconds to decide to stab someone, because you've got that in your pocket. It's like the same with sweets, isn't it? You buy a chocolate bar, you think, I'll eat that later. You put it in your pocket, and then you think, I want that. I've got that chocolate bar in the pocket. I know it's there. I'm going to use that chocolate bar in a minute. I'm going to eat that chocolate bar. And it's the same with the knife. It's in my pocket. I'm going to use that today. Someone's going to say something wrong, and I'm going to have them. So
if you've got the knife on you, there's a high possibility if you get into some sort of confrontation,
your
chances are you are going to use it, whether that's through fear or whether it's through trying to gain a reputation, whether it's because...
But you're going out with that in your pocket.
We're going out with the intent, aren't you?
That's it. Once it's there. I mean, if you're walking through, if you're one of these people that live in a dodgy neighbourhood and you keep a little cosh in your pocket because you know someone's going to come along and try and rob you, that's different. But not too different. Not that you should go around carrying cosh. but to actually go out into, say, a shopping precinct, for example, and you are tooled up, that is wrong.
Most definitely. I mean, I think the kids today have got the fear factor that they need to carry a blade, whether that's down to the grooming of the gang life. This gang life malarkey, they're just disposable income to some hierarchies. They have no value on their person.
Just a commodity, aren't they? Really?
Most definitely.
And that we're talking...
Disposable income.
We're talking like the county lines type people.
Yeah, county lines. I mean, that's a big contribution to the reasons why kids carry knives.
Yeah.
I think they're being groomed into this gang life, and I think a lot of it's down to reputation, the fact that they feel as if they've got some power beyond them when they are carrying a knife with them. Or, I mean, the thing is, once you have used it, you have no reputation when you're in jail with serious murderers, etc. So it's a bit of a false economy, really, in my opinion.
It is. So if people want to get hold of your charity, get hold of you, how do they go about it?
The most common way at the moment is through Facebook. So it's hashtag change your life, put down your knife. But we are on other social media networks like Instagram. And we also have a YouTube channel, which is called the 10 Question Podcast.
Right.
That's where we've been interviewing various ex-villains, Chris Lambriano, Brian Cockerell, the tax man, Ezra King from my local area, Stephen French next week. And the idea behind that is we're asking them 10 basic questions. For example, what started your life for crime? How did you feel when the prison door shut behind you for the first time?
Yeah.
And this is for educational purposes, to show kids that wherever you are in the country, whatever crime you've committed, the answers are all the same in a roundabout way.
Everybody gives you the same answer no matter who they are. At the end of the day, it's a crime's a crime. Are you going into schools with this or not yet?
Not at the moment due to COVID. I'm in touch with a few local schools at the moment, but we're limited on what we can do, unfortunately. It's been a bit of a big barrier, COVID-19 has. But
I know, it's ruined a lot of things, especially things like this. This would be ideal right now.
I mean, something that we're in the process of setting up is something called Gear Up, which is so the money that we're being donated, it goes into providing sports equipment and i.e. boxing gloves or football boots to kids that haven't got the ability to get hold of them through whatever reason.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
And also providing them with some subs, so to pay for their weekly or monthly subs for 2-3 months at a time, to give them the ability to go out and take themselves out of that gang life if they're in it. But not just that, it's to keep themselves entertained, really.
Yeah, to stop themselves from getting bored. Now, before we go then, the quick question for you. Has knife crime affected you in any way?
Not really, not me personally. I've been involved in gang in a slight aspect of the gang life, but I've not personally been affected by knife crime. No,
right.
I know many people that have around me.
Just trying to get into what got you into getting involved with the charity. That was all. Getting the charity started.
So I helped a young lad that was stabbed three times. He was living in a crack house, so I helped get him out of that situation.
Yeah.
Gave him a bit of support, gave him some work. So he was my first sort of success story. My main reason behind it all is my 14-year-old child,
right,
who is experiencing or experimenting with certain things, and I don't want to see him go down the route. I mean, I fear for that, like, going out most days, you know, whether it's not so much of what he's going to get up to, it's about what other people have got the ability of doing.
Well, of course, yes, your son could be an innocent bystander in all this, but nevertheless, it could still affect him. It's being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck with the campaign. Good luck on the bus. Now, this bus tour is taking place on the 20th of September?
20th of September from Liverpool Street at 12 o'clock.
Right, and all COVID precautions are being taken?
Most definitely.
Excellent. Ben, thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time.
Cheers, Ian. Thanks for having me.
And good luck with the campaign. And when we can get you in the studio to talk further about it, we'll do that.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
PhoenixFM.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.